Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about the Reps production of The Flick. There you go. Okay. And The Flick is not actually about a movie. It's about a movie theater.
Right.
Okay. And in it, it has three real characters. There's a fourth character that's not really important, but there are... Well, honestly, he's sort of superfluous. But it is Rose, Avery, and...
Sam.
Sam. Sam is the longtime usher at the movie theater.
Oh, more than that, though.
More than... they sort of do everything.
They do, yeah. They make the popcorn. They sweep up. They take the tickets. They do everything.
And he's played by John Steffenauer?
Right.
And then we have Rose, who's like the projectionist.
Which is a very lofty position compared to
the one ushering that Sam has. Yes, exactly. And candy maker or whatever. And then it's played by Sarah Silk.
With the wonderful green hair. Oh, my gosh.
She looks gorgeous.
She looked great with that hair. I hope she keeps that hair.
That's funny. And then the new guy, played by Avery. Avery. The new guy's Avery, played by Saladin White.
The second.
Okay. And basically Sam is showing him the ropes. Here's the thing. I usually define the plots. This is sort of plotless.
It is. I said to you that night, it reminds me a little bit of a Seinfeld episode because it's totally character-driven.
Character-driven.
It's just what happens in the day-to-day lives of these people who are really leading kind of... what we would call small lives, although it gives you a bit of an insight, really a character study, and gives you an insight into even people with small lives still are struggling with ethical and emotional issues, just like people with big lives. And that's one of the things that I found so fascinating about the writing of this play written by Annie Baker, is that it was so such an insight and helpful for me to realize that there really isn't any such thing as a small life.
No.
People whose lives look so simple really are not so simple.
No. And the acting was tremendous.
Oh, really truthful performances by all three of the actors.
Yeah, they gave enough time to really reflect and listen to what each other was saying, react. There's a moment where Avery says something really heavy and Sarah... takes her time to she just has this reaction and it takes a long time for it to get through to her, I guess, or what she doesn't know what to say next, which I thought was really nice because too often in plays, characters know exactly what they're going to say and it's really witty and funny and great, but it's like, wow, that, you know, they're always played as smarter than the average person.
I would call it gently paced.
I would call it too long.
Well, it was 3 hours.
It was 3 hours. So, you know, you get used to sitting in the seat. Some really great performances, though. I like more of a plot. I like more of a structure to a story. There is a structure to it. It just takes a long time to unfold. I think a good editor could go to Annie Baker's script and cut some stuff out and you wouldn't even notice it was gone.
That's just her style.
Yeah, well, Yeah, when my butt is in the seat for 3 hours, I'm looking at stuff to cut. So, and it's funny because she was writing about film work, like did a lot writing about a lot of films, and films are, you know, films don't do anything superfluous. You get the in, you go in and you get out the earliest and the latest. There was a lot of like, oh, we're back in here, we're doing this. A lot of work for the actors though.
Yes. Yeah, they were sweeping, mopping, moving, yeah. Very physical.
Very actually. Physical. It looks, yeah, it looks like there's a lot of action, and it's not really. But great performances overall.
And I thought the set by...
Oh, the set was brilliant.
Dick Block was really brilliant. As you walk in, it looks just like an old decrepit
movie theater
as right. It's supposed to look. And then the projection room is back there, and it projects the film onto where we as the audience are sitting.
Right.
And that was kind of a neat effect.
It was
really... And it gave you a feeling almost sometimes as though you were eavesdropping on what their conversations were about.
Right.
And kind of...
They were just too conversational.
Almost spying on them.
Yes.
So your criticism is of the writing.
Of the writing of the show, a little too long. But if you want to see some great acting in Pittsburgh, the Salad and White... Ferris Hill, John Steffenhauer, they do excellent jobs.
And my feeling was that if you can be patient,
yeah,
it's well worth the payoff, especially at the end with patience. What happens and how the youngest character actually turns out to be the most mature and most
wise.
Sensitive
yeah.
of all. And Sarah Silk's performance, I thought she really nailed that. I don't care.
Yeah,
attitude.
I knew people like this. So it was, I've worked in movie theater. I knew people like this. It was very real. But just like real life, I wanted to get on with it.
I'm more patient than you.
Oh, well, there you go. Patience. This play is about patience, really. And it's a virtue.
It's about love
of
and
which
friendship.
I ordered a book on patience once. It took 3 to 6 weeks for delivery.
Oh, that's hilarious.
didn't want it anymore.
You became impatient.
Yes. But yes, go see the flick at the Rep.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.